time to change. And I'm not talking about hearing aids, all right? But I am talking right to your spirit. Time to change. You know, the word says we have not for we ask not. Anybody ever ask God for something and got it? Man, we ought to see all kinds of hands going up for that. Well, I'm going to start out telling a story. My brother and me were talking, and they had placed a person at his church. By the way, I'm not going to mention any church names in case people, where's that at? Anyway, they had put a lady in charge, a brand new lady that hadn't been there much or many times, in charge of ordering flowers for the deceased and stuff like that. And I was touched, to say the least, because she didn't know the person. She really was just new on the job, didn't know exactly what to do. So she asked my brother. My brother's not like his brother, which is me. He comes to it very quickly. I'm kind of on the slow side when it comes to that. But what he said was, well, if we're going to make an error, now, as soon as he said error, I thought of a baseball game, which will lead to another story, but I'm not going to tell you that one now. But he said, error and mercy. Otherwise, if you're going to swing which way you do it, get the flowers. So many times, most of you don't know how many times some people have been taken for granted. And I want you to know that if I err at all to the body of Christ, it's going to be with mercy. And I'm going to try to encourage you today, if you all have ears to hear what the Spirit says, and it's telling me to tell you, His mercies are new and afresh every day. And when you come into a situation, which you don't even know yet, but there's a situation you're going to walk into, that God not only wants you to walk into it, but He wants you to speak up. And He wants you to speak up and address it in the name of Jesus with mercy. He wants them to have mercy. Some will come crying, some will come laughing, but all need to leave you with mercy. Mercy of God. There's situations that we have no clue of how to deal with. We don't know the time of the hour. I told Debbie I took the garbage out the other day and I had a neighbor come up to me. And she said, well, she said, you don't seem nervous. I said, nervous? She goes, yeah. I said, nervous isn't allowed in this neighborhood. I'm telling you the truth. It's not allowed in this neighborhood. Doubt is not allowed to have visitation here. Only by the grace of God can I address anything. I get up every morning thanking God when my feet hit the floor. Actually, I'm already saying that before they hit the floor. Because there might be a day when I don't feel that. And I don't want to see that day. I don't want to see the day that sugar diabetes has taken over everything and I can't do this and I can't do that. I want to tell you something. Sugar diabetes is a matter, I think, of a lot of things, but it's a matter of state of mind. I think it destroys your mind, and then it goes to the rest of you because you almost give up on it. It's so overwhelming. You don't know this, but years ago when I was diagnosed with diabetes, it was type 2, and I went to so many classes myself that they asked me to start sitting in and teaching a class on diabetes. Well, the numbers back then, I'm going to get to what I'm going to tell you, but the numbers back then was 120. That was supposed to be the high range of it. Well, so I taught class, and I was in there about 6 months teaching this class, and one of the people that are over me, the overseer, came in, and I could see in her face, I'm not going to like what she's going to tell me. And she's, well, Clyde, they've lowered the number. She was right. I didn't like that at all. I said, okay, what's the number? She said, they've lowered it down to 112. Now, you that have never had diabetes don't know how hard it is to keep it at 120, much less 112. Well, before I left that class, not that day, but another day, she came in and I seen it on her face again. I go, oh, I'm not going to like this. She said, they have lowered the number down to 100. And I had a few choice words to say about that. But one of them, well, won't we just make all America diabetic so we can get the drug company richer? I said it to you very nice. But you know what? I'm tired of fighting something I don't need to fight. There's victory in Jesus. We sing it. We say it. Do we walk it out? We get an opportunity to walk that out. Not looking back to what was, but pressing toward the mark of what is. He is our high calling. He is victorious. And I thank Jesus for what he's done in our lives. Now I'm going to proclaim something to you that you might not see. But I thank God for adding to the church daily. It says that which needs to be added, by the way. That's what it says. But I'm going to tell you where I believe God has brought me to. In Psalm 91, if you got your Bibles, you can get them out. Psalm 91 is one of the most read, emotional, moving psalm there is. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to tell you right now, this is where every one of us is abiding. If we abide with God, we're under his shadow. Now let's find out what he's going to do. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Woo! Can't get away from that. Don't want to. Now, I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but who wants to raise their hand and say they trust the Lord? You trust the Lord more today than you ever have in your life. Amen? Amen. Amen. Trusting God gives you the fulfillment of Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I'm still praying for you. I want to tell you something. God has, like we're saying in Sunday school, God already knows what we have need of. That's why he's brought me today and says what we need to do today is change. You know what? Change brings about glory to glory to glory. Opportunity to opportunity to opportunity. You know what? I never did like failing tests. But I failed a lot. I was one time speaking down at the mission, and they had I was going to say the podium was probably up to here. It was high. It was high. Well, anyway, I began to speak. It was my night to speak. I began to speak, and as I spoke, I looked out, and I seen three guys that I graduated with who didn't know each other and sure didn't know me. And I was so taken by them sitting out there. I took a couple steps. The next thing I know, I'm out there. Because that meant I fell. I fell over, rolled up, went back up to the steps over there to get me back up here. And according to Audrey, I didn't miss a word. But that was an opportunity for me to tell you, that was by accident, according to this mind. But that was the will of God, according to this heart. And I want to tell you something. If you fall in him, get up in him. Get up in him. It's like never leaving home. Just get up in him. So after the service, I went out and talked to those three guys. And I told them they're all three of them, their names. You know, they weren't wearing name tags. I'm so thankful when God brings things back to remembrance. So I spoke their names, got them all three together, and I told them who I was. And they wanted a hug. Reminded me of Sunday school. They wanted a hug, embrace. And they weren't doing it to me, they were doing it to each other. Because they recognized they were somebody else in the same place they were. We need to not forget from whence we came. It's good to remember things like that. It'll make us real thankful for the times that we have now. My wife and me were on the way in here, and I said, isn't that a homeless person over there? And the first thing out of her mouth is this, I thank God for our home. You know, God doesn't just want us to see what we got, but he wants us to remember who gave it to us and who keeps it at our place. And it says in the third verse, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. It says raging epidemic. I read the footnote there to tell you raging epidemic. You haven't heard anything like that in at least 2 or 3 years. Anyway, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. I like that. His truth shall be thy shield and the buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. Maybe I need to read that part again. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilent that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. It says destroys at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Woo! That's the word of God. He honors his word above his name. Guess what? Get on to that. Make that new for you. Honor his word above your name. There's too many people, even in our midst, that thinks their name should mean something. Oh, I guess I should admit it. I once met Audrey's mother not too long after I got saved. And, you know, we introduced me and stuff like that. And before I left, she said, by the way, I forget, what is your name? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and says, it doesn't matter what my name is. There's only one name that matters, and that's the name of Jesus. She smiled and she said, that's the truth. And I'm telling you today, that's the only name that matters. There's only one name. Whoo. It says, only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. See, I can hear Jewel singing, thy dwelling place. I can hear that. I love that song. He's our dwelling place. He's our habitation. If it's your habitation, isn't it say, we might as well say, welcome home? Woo! It says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Maybe I ought to read that again. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I believe the word of God. I believe the sovereignty of God. My neighbor finally asked me the questions she'd been wanting to ask me for years. I love it. Do you believe in the rapture? So I hesitated, and I looked at her, and I said, well, I guess since I hesitated, you don't believe I do. I said, well, you believe too much. I said, I do believe in the rapture. But I says, but I don't fear it. I says, I want to tell you something. God is in total control of everything. There's not a moment goes by that he don't know what you're thinking. Matter of fact, he even says, I'll give you the utterance to speak. Anybody ever said, oh, I guess I shouldn't have said that? If you don't do this, you're lying. Because I know we've done that. But the truth is, we've been forgiven for our stupidity. Calls it what it is. Sometimes we think, well, they do need my opinion because they need to know better. Boy, we make God laugh all the time. I mean, like we got to explain. I don't know. Can you do a better job than the Holy Spirit? Nope. It said the Holy Spirit will lead and guide them. He said that when I go away to prepare a place for you, I'm going to send you a comforter. Now, I know the Holy Spirit has two things to do with us. It's to comfort those that know him and convict those that don't. And he does both jobs a lot better than you and me. Amen? Boy, you're quiet. Either you like it or you don't. If you don't like it, get up and walk out. Go ahead. Anyway, I hear all those doors. Anyway, it says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Maybe I need to read that again. And he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Once again, we get back to the name. The name. No other name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Let me say that one more time. I will be with him in trouble. You ever been in trouble and thought, God, am I alone? The answer is no, you're not alone. He hears every groaning and moaning. What he longs for is for every praise. You know, he'll replace that moaning and groaning into praise if you'll seek him with your whole heart. The day you seek me with your whole heart, whoo, that's the day you found him. I will deliver him and honor him. Now the 16th verse, which is the last verse, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Years ago, I used to teach several people in Sunday school. I guess I can use Jules as an example. People that were quite a bit younger than me. And anyway, it says, this is after that long life that he's going to give you. This is what it says. Chapter 3 of Proverbs, it says, my son, forget not my law. Let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now, as I get older, I'm only going to be here as long as God wants me to be here. I already know that. Don't take it for granted. I just know it. But man, I'll tell you what, when I think that if you honor your mother and your father and the Lord, that's an addition to long life. That's no lie. It's an addition to long life. And I thought, well, I'm only 72. Chuck will be 74 Thursday. We're just beginning. Just beginning. I want you to look into the eyes of God and see eternity. Tell me God doesn't have a plan for everyone. He's got a purpose for every one of us to fulfill. And today I'm supposed to ask you a question. Would you allow him by the Holy Spirit to fulfill in you and me the change that he wants to take place? Now I get to tell you what the change is. Not looking as you've looked in the past. The past is gone. But looking in him for the future. In him we move, we breathe, and have our being. Not a doubt in my breath that that's true. God is victorious. I know there's a scripture that a lot of people, they like one part, but they don't like the other. If we're going to rule with him, we must also learn his suffering, suffer with him. Now, I want to tell you something. I've seen a lot of parents over the years suffer with their children. That's a good mom, that's a good dad. Because you're showing the love of God to them. You know, I think it's in Ephesians, where it says, like, when one suffer, they all suffer. But when one celebrate, they all celebrate. I don't know what part of those you want to grab a hold of. But I'll tell you what, in him, we breathe the air of life every day. Our life is good. Oh, but it's bad. I like the story that Oscar told about the village. But it's bad. No, it's good. It's all from whom you see it through. If you see it through the Lord, all things are well. And I need to proclaim this to you. In my soul, there rings a melody of heaven's harmony. Woo! I thought I'd about taken off my shoes, but I didn't want you to see my feet because I was going to start to jump. You know, and the Bible says that he withhold no good thing to them that it is due. God knows how to balance us out. Brother Eddie, for years I heard him talk about a balance in this and a balance in that. I want to tell you something. Whether we know it or not, out of our lips should flow what's in our heart. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he's Lord to the glory of God. Amen? Now you know what it says? That's what it says. So today, the Lord wants me to tell you, expect change. And I tell you what, when the Lord tells you that, it's for the better. It's for the better. I want you to bow your heads. Precious Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. First of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and what he's done for all of us. We thank you for his blood, for the redeeming of our body and our soul, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, that you might be on high, but your eyes are never closed. You watch us all the time, you keep us all the time. And I personally know in your hand is your plan. Nothing shall pluck you out of my hand, saith the Lord. All things work out together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. God loves us. He's the one that keeps us. Even at that funeral today for that young man's dad. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, go there and minister the way they need to be ministered to. Let them have hope when they walk out of there. Not despair, not sadness, but let them be high steppers because they're being carried by the living God. We bless Rosalie this morning. We ask God to move in the mighty way that only He can move. Sometimes I believe the doctors think they can fix everything, but they're just lying to us. Some people need a second opinion about things. God knows where to send you, and He knows what He wants you to hear. So be ye lifted this morning in the name of Jesus. And get ready, because when God blesses something, He multiplies it. In Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.